بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد We were discussing the incident of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam going out to perform his umrah in the sixth year of the hijrah so that we will have a better understanding of the surah surah Fath when we discuss some of the ayahs of the surah we stopped at a point Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was on his way to Makkah Mukarramah. 1,400 Sahaba plus minus had accompanied Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they came to the point where Khalid bin Walid, at that time who had not embraced the Deen of Islam, had stopped Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now at that point, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned away from Khalid bin Walid and the little army that Khalid bin Walid had, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam moved towards Hudaybiyah, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's camel stopped, and the camel kneeled down or sat down, and at that time Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, or some of them, began to say that this camel has become stubborn. In other words, it would not move forward. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam probably by that time had understood that this dream that he had seen of donning the ihram, making tawaf of Baytullah, getting the keys of Baytullah in his lap, that this was not the occasion, this was not the time. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded to the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in that this camel has not become stubborn, but it is under the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that same Allah that had stopped the elephants at the time when Abraha wanted to attack the Baytullah, that same Allah has stopped this camel from going forward towards Makkah Mukarramah. And in this manner, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also addressed Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, and he said that if there is going to be any kind of treaty, whatever demands the people of Makkah make upon us, then I will accept those demands, provided it upholds the sanctity of the haram of Makkah Mukarramah. In other words, provided there are no clauses in that treaty that will de-sanctify the haram of Makkah, then I will accept all that. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam moved on. In the meantime, Khalid bin Walid and his people had occupied the areas of Hudaybiyah which had water, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was forced to move to a spot in Hudaybiyah in which there was absolutely no water. When you speak of no water, it means there were no wells or there were no springs, etc. There was one little well or a little spring that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had settled upon, and the water would have never been sufficient for 1,400 Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So at that time, a great mu'ajiza, a great miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had manifested itself. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taken the little water, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had gargled or rinsed his mouth, and at the same time he put the water back into the well, and at the same time Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taken an arrow or a spear, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had darted it into the well, and by the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the water of the well began to fill, and according to the narration, the water had come up to the surface of the ground, which obviously was sufficient now for Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum to utilize, to drink, to make wudu, etc. And on this incident and occasion, this great mu'ajiza and miracle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been recorded. Going further, the people of Makkah were already infuriated. The people of Makkah had already decided that they are going to do anything to stop Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, notwithstanding the fact that they had known that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had not come to fight them. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had not come to wage any form of war, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has merely come. He is in the state of ihram. They are the animals that those days they used to drive to Makkah Mukarramah, which is called Hadi, was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Every indication that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's intention was merely to make Umrah of Baytullah, to make Tawaf, to make Sa'i of Safa and Marwa, and to return to Medina Munawwara. But notwithstanding all this, the people of Makkah Mukarramah were prepared to fight Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There was a lot of anger, infuriation amongst the people of Makkah, and there was a person from amongst them that at that time had not embraced Islam, but in the later days he embraced Islam, Budayl ibn Waraqah, that came forth to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he decided to discuss terms with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, more like a well-wisher to fuse the infuriation of the people of Makkah. And when he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said a few things. One was this, that you people of Makkah, he informed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam about the atmosphere of war in Makkah Mukarramah. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that it is a pity the people of the Quraysh, that they had gone through so many wars with us, and that has really weakened them. And this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said on a few occasions, and there was never a denial from any one of the envoys that met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam about this fact, that you people have fought several wars with us, and that has weakened you. If you sign any treaty up to an appointed, a fixed, agreed period of time, that will give you sufficient time to regroup yourselves, to gain your strength. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's message was even more profound than that. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to them that, listen, why don't you leave us and leave the Arab tribes? Arab tribes here will be the tribes of the Arabian Peninsula. In other words, not the people of Makkah, not the Quraysh or the allied forces, but me and the Arab tribes. Leave us, and if we have to go to any war, and if the Arabs have to overpower us, then obviously the work of the Quraysh has been accomplished, in that now we will be defeated and they do not have to worry, and this can be done without the lifting of any arms. Secondly, if we overpower them, then one of two things will happen. This, that they will be free to accept Iman and Islam, and even then the Quraysh of Makkah will also be free. If they want to, they may accept Iman and Islam, and there is absolutely no issue. And obviously, the option of signing this treaty was addressed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The concluding statement of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was that if the people of Makkah happen to fight us, then I will fight till my neck has been separated from my body. Now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was very specific in the message that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had given Budayl ibn Waraqah. On the other hand, there was a person by the name of Urwa bin Mas'ud. He was the leader of his tribe, and he also in Makkah Mukarramah tried to make the people understand that it is very clear that the Muslims have come from Medina. They want to perform Tawaf of Baytullah, but the people of Makkah were absolutely adamant, and hence the people of Makkah did not succumb. When Budayl had come, they were not prepared to listen even to the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam until Urwa ibn Mas'ud had settled them down. They heard the message of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They were not prepared to accept it. Urwa bin Mas'ud then had asked for permission to leave Makkah, come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to negotiate settlements with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now when he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he made a statement to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to the effect that nobody fights their own people. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is from amongst the Quraysh, and why is it that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam will want to fight them? Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had become very upset with the statement of his, that you can see we are in the state of ihram, you can see our animals are with us, we have not come to fight. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam calmed them down, and more or less the similar message Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had passed on to Urwa bin Mas'ud. Urwa bin Mas'ud, when he went back to the people of Makkah, he had observed and he began to relate his observances about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. He said to them, apart from the message, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is so loved by the Sahaba. I have been to the Emperor of Rome, to the Roman Emperor, I have been to the Emperor of the Persians, I have been to Negus of Abyssinia, but I never saw a people who had so much of love, so much of respect for the leader, like I saw the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam having respect for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he cited just one example, and that was that when he would make wudu, they would not allow the water of the wudu to drop onto the ground. They would take it into their hands, and they would wipe their faces, and they would wipe their hands with it. And the second part of it was that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he spoke to the Sahaba, they would all lower their voices in response to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, giving them a very, very clear indication actually that if there is going to be any confrontation, notwithstanding the fact that they were not armed, they just had their swords with them, they will fight till death comes their way. And in this way, he delivered this very, very powerful message, but yet they did not accept the message of Urwa bin Mas'ud. A third person had also come by the name of Jalis bin Alqama. He was from amongst the Bedouins. His attempt had also failed. And one fourth person had also come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but the people of Makkah did not accept any one of the proposals made by these four individuals. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Inshallah, we'll continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.